would really want freedom today. You know, freedom to just be you, who you are. Freedom to enjoy life. Freedom to enjoy life. What if I said that by the end of our time together, you could really be free? That you could be free of what you're carrying, what emotional hurt, what emotional pain. What if I told you that you could be free from what is preventing you from being all the blessing that God has for your life? We've been walking through a series about attitude, and today, I don't know, today could probably be, it's likely the most difficult and challenging in our series. But I guarantee that if you make a decision to choose this attitude in your life, you will enjoy life more and more and more and more than you have ever before. We're going to talk about a forgiving attitude this morning, and I mentioned it's probably the most difficult to discuss. In fact, so difficult that I wanted to put this up here that was on my door, nicely put. You don't like my preaching? Dial 1-800-FORGIVE. You can try that number. I don't know what you'll get, but I want you to turn to a little passage. This one verse, Acts 26, verse 18. A little verse that'll get us going. Acts 26, verse 18. Going to start a little bit before. I'm sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. God add his blessing to his word this morning. A forgiving attitude forgives and forgets. Told you're going to love this morning. Forgiving attitude forgives and forgets. I have the most wonderful news to share with you. You ready to hear it? I thought I was the only one in the room. We cannot always control what happens to us, but we can control what happens in us. See, when you develop a forgiving attitude, you realize that it's not what happens to us, it's what happens within us that counts. Now, this may be a shock to you, but I've had some people hurt me over the course of my life. You've had people hurt you. And sometimes they've done it knowingly. Sometimes they didn't even have a clue that they hurt me. But I'm not going to allow someone who treats me, how they treat me, affect me. And I'm not also going to allow them, the way they treat me, affect how I treat them. I believe that's what forgiveness is really all about. Did you know that when you forgive, Satan doesn't like it when you do forgive somebody else? Did you know that? In fact, he will try what he can do to blind you from forgiving another person. That's why we're told to open our eyes. A person who doesn't forgive others, really, I think what happens is we just have a very limited concept of how God forgives. Colossians 3:13, it's a wonderful verse. You're going to love this. It says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. This is the part you're going to love. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That's the part I despise. You see, we're most like the Lord when we do forgive. Even if it's undeserved, and get this, when you forgive that person that may have dragged you completely through whatever, it's amazing what happens in you. And I know that every day in my life, every day, I get to practice forgiving. The Bible says, be quick to forgive. Some of us like to slow that up a little bit. We're procrastinators. Because the quicker I forgive, the Bible is very clear, the quicker I forgive, the less possibility that I have for resentment, bitterness to take hold of me and drag me down. Because that's when the enemy moves in. And that's when turmoil starts in my life. So today, you can be free. You can choose to be free. It's a decision we make, friends. I decided I'm going to be a person of forgiveness and mercy, so therefore, when it happens to us, the decision's already made. You know, it's just automatic. I need to forgive. I can't hold this anymore. Because we imprison ourselves when we don't forgive. And that's what the Lord knows. He knows that we imprison ourselves. We lock ourselves in chains. You see, I put that beautiful chain up there. I imagine a lot of you have chains around you today. It's time for you to break free. This lady, she needed to forgive her son. And so she did. She forgave him. She wrote him a letter telling him all the things that she'd forgiven him for. She told some people all the things that she had forgiven her son for. She kept thinking to herself all the things that she had forgiven her son for. And one day the Lord prompted her to read 1 Corinthians while she was thinking about all the things that she had forgiven him for and how good she was that she forgave him for all those things. We do that, don't we? We manage to do what we think is forgiveness and feel so proud of ourselves because we've been able to forgive them for this, that, and the other thing. Well, she was reading 1 Corinthians 13, and she came to the part where it says, love takes no account of the evil done to it. You know what the Lord told her? You're going to love this. He said, you're one of the best accountants I know. I'm sure we have a few other accountants out there this morning. And I don't mean the bookkeeping type either. We're like the poet novelist Oscar Wilde who said, always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them so much. Oh yeah, let's get back. Forgive. As the Lord forgave you. I love that verse. And I don't love that verse. The Lord forgave me. Did you ever notice something? When God forgives, he forgets. See, God says in his word that he forgives our sins. He puts them as far as the east is from the west, and he remembers them. No more. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That means I must choose not to remember. Oh, see? 1-800-FORGIVE. Why do we need to forgive? Simple answer, our faith won't work unless we do. Being tortured in ourselves, and that's what this passage is getting at when it speaks of the devil just poking at it. We make ourselves miserable because we choose to choose wrongly. Luke chapter 6 says this, and I'm going to, in the Amplified Bible, it says, acquit and forgive and release, give up resentment, let it drop. And you will be acquitted, and you will be forgiven, and you will be released. How many of you want to be released today? Oh, forgive. Take a moment. Think about your past experiences. Have you truly forgiven that person who hurt you, who violated you, who so deeply crushed you? Release them from your grip today, or else you're going to get tired of holding on. Because the bitterness will consume you. I tell you, I am very, very, very good at remembering. I think I should have been an elephant. Don't make any comments. June and I used to get into disagreements after we got married. Oh, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you look so innocent? And we'd be disagreeing, and she'd look at me and she'd say, "How can you remember all that? I had absolutely no problem remembering because I meditated on it day and night. All the time it was embedded in my head. I rehearsed it, I went over it, and I thought when we get into the war zone, I can pull up my weaponry. It's right there, ready to just blast." I never forgot anything. And I had it all ready. And I tell you, I was miserable because that's what paralyzes us from doing what God really wants us to do. God wants you to be free. He just wants you to be free. If you really truly want to be free and enjoy the abundant life today, you better drop what Satan has made you remember, because that's where it's coming from. You better remember that. Better think about that. You better meditate on that, because you'll need it. God remembers no more. That's a choice. He chooses to not remember your sin. And I'm glad he does. You know, I love it. I love what Tony Campolo says, and I agree. When I reach the wonderful gates of heaven, and Jesus sits me down in front of a crowd, and he says, "Okay, I'm going to put on the screen, on the PowerPoint, all of your sin, Devin. I want my mother in the front row, because that's going to be clean." And I'm going to say, "Mom, here you go." Nothing. Because he remembers it no more. Choose today to free yourself. Forgive that person who really hurt you. Maybe they don't even realize they hurt you. Develop an attitude of forgiveness, a lifestyle of forgiving. It only begins by forgiving the hurt that's been done to you. Scripture is very clear. If you cannot forgive someone who's hurt you, then how can God possibly forgive you? Yeah. That was an amen in child talk. I remember this fellow who really, really hurt me. Actually made my skin crawl every time I saw him. I would do anything to avoid him. You know, in church, I'd sit. If he was over there, I'd make sure I was over here. I mean, I made sure. And Satan had a grip on me. My life was miserable. And I prayed to God. I said, "Lord, you know, I've forgiven him, but I just can't control my feelings. I can't. Lord, change my feelings. Change how I feel. Right now, change how I feel, Lord. Help me with my feelings. Change the way. God, you got to change my feelings." And it was almost a year before anything, those feelings kind of started to subside. I was sitting in church, and God made a request of me. "Go hug him." And I said, "You have got to be kidding. Lord, I'll take another option. How about a wave across the room? I'll even blow him a kiss, you know? Anything." See, sometimes God will tell you, "All right, you got the faith. Now put some action with it." And so I made my journey. Now you got to understand, this was like a last mile walk for me to this man. And I made that trek, and it's interesting that God had told him the same thing. And he was making the journey to me. I assure you, it wasn't like in the movies when they're running through a field, you know. Beautiful, there's no violins playing or nothing. The moment I hugged him, something broke. And the chains were off. And we both cried. I'm not going to say that I didn't have issues after that. I did. I had to work through them. I continually had to. But gradually, over time, that bitterness I had went away. It was gone. And you know what? He never did apologize to me. He never admitted that he did anything wrong. I mean, that's what we want, isn't it? I mean, it would have been a whole lot easier if he came to me and, you know, started begging me, "Please forgive me, Devin. I've been horrible to you." Come back, tell me how awful. I'm awful. I treated you terribly, Lord. Just, you know, I've been praying to God about it. I could have the opportunity then to say, yeah, you treated me awful. I know, but I'll forgive you. See, that's what we want. He never did that. He never did. It's really hard when people hurt you and they act like they've never done anything. But I've got great news for you. You have to forgive them anyway. 1-800-FORGIVE, remember? You have to forgive them anyway. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. A forgiving attitude forgives and forgets. Forgiving attitude also receives. I like this part, because the second aspect of a forgiving attitude is receiving. We can be so great at handing out forgiveness, but receiving forgiveness is another matter. When you receive forgiveness, that requires forgiving one person that you need to make sure to forgive. And this is going to be really important to some of you today. You need to forgive yourself. When early in my Christian life, I remember every night I would come to God and I would say, oh, Lord, just forgive me. Forgive me first. Every night I do that prayer. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me with all my heart. Lord, just come enter my heart. Forgive me. Forgive me all the bad stuff. Forgive me. And finally, the Lord said, I forgave you the first night that you asked me, Devin. It's about time that you received my forgiveness and forgave yourself. What do we need to do? We need to receive the gift that God is trying to give. No matter what you've done, no matter how you've lived, no matter your sin, you know God forgives you. He wipes that clean. And you've asked hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, and you won't forgive yourself. Look in Acts here. Look at the passage. It says, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness. Challenging you to receive that thing that you've been crying out to God for all this time. Receive His forgiveness on your life. Take it. You're asking for God to give you something. Take His forgiveness. Receive it. You say, well, I don't deserve it. I know. We don't deserve anything God gives us. If we all got what we deserve, we'd all be going to hell. So we may as well establish that to begin with. We don't deserve it. Receive the forgiveness that God is giving you. Quit being your enemy and belittling. Oh, I got both trouble. I did it really well in the first service. I didn't dare. Quit pitying yourself. Receive forgiveness. Quit living tormented any longer. Receive. Because you can't go forward if you're going to hold against yourself the things that you've done in the past or the things that have been done to you in the past, or if you're going to punish yourself or someone else for all the mistakes in life. How many of you want to go forward this morning? I want to go forward. Say it with me. Now say it like you mean it. I want to go forward. Turn to the person next to you and say, you're forgiven. Go forward. Now you'll all get up and move to the first pew right in front of you. The only way you can go forward is to leave what is behind you behind you. I think it's time that we allow God to bless. How many of you want the blessing of God today? Ha! Go ahead. God, bless me. I surrender my life, my heart, everything in my life, Lord. I surrender to you. I surrender my past. I surrender the evil intent that's been there. I surrender, Lord, my heart. Lord, I ask for your goodness to enter me. I want to live for you. I love you, Lord. I want to please you. Emo Phillips said it well when he said it, and this is how we often think. When I was a kid, I used to pray every night for a new bicycle, and then I realized that the Lord doesn't work that way, so I stole one and asked him to forgive me. I do not agree with that philosophy, but that's how we work. God wants to bless you, and you need to receive it. And you can make it. That decision, right now, go ahead now. Just make a decision that you're going to forgive yourself and get on with God's program for your life. Release yourself from prison. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, I think, my mind's drawn blank for a moment, 61, I believe it is. Bible says that Jesus is anointed to preach the gospel to the poor, to open prison doors, to set the captives free, to open blind eyes. You know what that means? It means that the prison of unforgiveness has been opened and Jesus has the key. He wants to open your eyes to see that it's been opened. You see, Christ not only opens the prison, but he opens eyes. And a lot of people have their prison door open for 30 years and they've been sitting in the cell waiting for that door to open because they haven't seen it with their eyes that it's open. And now I've shown you, your prison door is open. Your part is deciding to walk out. Louis B. Smeads explains this whole idea of forgiveness so well. He said, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. Quit being against yourself. Give it up. Quit being against everyone else that's around you. We become addicted to that kind of stuff. And we become the enemy in our life. Today, become free. Receive from God. Break the chains. Break the chains. God still is giving to you, but often we stop receiving. Today, receive. See, the Amplified says it this way in Acts 26:18, to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so that they may thus receive forgiveness and release from their sins. Release. Jesus came to open their eyes to bring them out of the darkness into light. It doesn't say that they might earn forgiveness or get forgiveness, that they might receive forgiveness. When Jesus was on the cross and he said, it is finished. He meant it. This is what he was talking about. There's no more sacrifice that can be made. We can't add to his sacrifice because he was the perfect sacrifice. It's over. It's done with. It's finished. And now we need to receive it. You ready to receive it? Because the moment that you embrace that is the moment that you develop a forgiving attitude wherever you walk, with whoever you connect with. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads. I'm going to ask Pastor Jeremy to come and start playing. We'll bow our heads and close our eyes. And I'm going to ask you today, remember I told you it's not going to be easy today. I'm going to ask you today, if you're willing to walk out of the cell block. The door is open. The door is open. He has set you as a captive free. Are you willing to step out of your cell block? you already received today. And for some of you, that means you need to forgive yourself for stuff that's been haunting you for years. This morning is for you. It's not for the person beside you or behind you or the person who didn't make it here. This is for you today. You're here. Are you willing to receive the forgiveness of God finally on your life and be set free today? You may say, well, wait a minute, I've been a Christian for a long time. You may have been. No denying, you may know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You came to Him a long time ago and you said, Lord Jesus, just forgive me for all the failures I've ever done in this life, all the bad stuff I've ever done. And you've done that, but you've never received the forgiveness of God. You never said, I take it. Lord, I take your forgiveness on my life. And I know I'm not worthy, but I know because of you, you deem me worthy, and I'm going to stop beating myself up, and I'm going to receive your forgiveness on my life today, Lord. I'm going to ask you to walk out of your cell block today and come forward here to the altar. That's what I'm going to ask you to do. I told you it's going to be hard. I'm going to ask if you want to say, I want to receive the forgiveness of you on my life today, God. I'm going to step out of the cell block, and I'm going to walk to the front today because my eyes are now opened. My eyes are opened. Maybe for you today, there's that one person that you just haven't forgiven. You've been holding it back. There's turmoil in your life. And you're saying, wait a minute, I can't let go of that. I tell you what, you need to. Because God says, forgive as you've been forgiven. And He has washed your sins away. It's time for you to forget what you've already forgiven. Don't hold it anymore. I'm going to invite you to come forward now at this time. Pastor Jeremy's playing. Just come down and stand here. Say, God, I'm receiving your forgiveness. Just, everybody stand up. Keep your heads bowed, your eyes closed. Stand up. I invite you to walk down here and say, Lord, I will receive your forgiveness on my life today. I'm going to deal with it, God. And I know right now in my heart, I know that you have forgiven me, you've washed me, but I've never taken it, God, and I take it today. I say, thank you. I'm only worthy because of you. I'm only worthy because of you. Come and stand here. Maybe there's stuff you need to deal with in your past. I don't know. Maybe it's the past of this morning. Maybe it's the past of 30, 40 years. But this morning, you can become free. You can take those chains and throw them off by receiving the forgiveness. Receiving His forgiveness on your life today. Receiving His forgiveness. Father, these people who are standing here below you, we're all, Lord, at your feet. Such a precious moment is this, Lord, that we receive what you have given to us. Lord, I pray right now for these people. Break the chains from them now in the name of Jesus Christ. Release them, Lord, from the prison that they've been living in so that they can serve you with passion. Serve you, Lord, with the blessing that you will give them. Father, we don't know what that blessing is, but we thank you in advance for what you've already done here this morning, Lord. We receive your forgiveness. We forgive ourselves, Lord. We forgive those whom we have hurt and who have hurt us. Lord Jesus, fill us so we can go forward. We let go so we can journey forward with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. And all God's people said, amen. I want you to just put your arms around each other. You need to be held today.